With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Chanukah and Iran's Nukes. An old Hasidic saying says that when a person lights Chanukah candles and believes that the miracle of Chanukah only took place once upon a time in history without believing that it's still taking place this very minute, then he or she isn't properly fulfilling the mitzvah. As people of Emunah, we know that Hashem puts us in a situation where the odds are always against us, because without challenges, nobody can build Emunah. What's more, we're always under fire, and that helps the miracle of our continued survival become more apparent. Especially, we could see Hashem's divine providence over His people Israel really clearly. And seeing Hashem's miracles every single day as our enemies threaten us, it's ever so conducive to strengthening Emunah. With Emunah, we know that we can win the age-old struggle against Hellenism. It's been going on ever since the beginning of our history, when Esau became the first assimilationist and the nemesis of his brother, our forefather Jacob. If Jacob could defeat Esau's angel, as he did in this week's Torah portion, then he sure can beat Esau himself. The miracles are still with us, because just 3 days ago, Iran's top nuclear scientist, who devoted his life to attempting to eliminate Israel, heaven forbid, he got eliminated himself. And just yesterday, the commander of the Iranian Republican Guards in Syria, that's right on our borders, they got eliminated too. Hashem wants us to strengthen our Emunah, because when we do our job, He does His job, and He disposes of our enemies. With Hanukkah only a week away, let's remember that the Maccabees not only fought against the Greeks, but fought against the assimilationist Jews, then known as Hellenists. The Maccabees from the Hashmonean family of Kohanim, the royal priests, were virtually the only steadfast Torah observant Jews of their time. The Greeks, not like Iran and the Ayatollahs that want to annihilate us physically, they were benevolent to the Jews on a physical basis. They said, come on, you could participate in our institutions, in our athletics, academic, and political, but they outlawed only three tiny quote-unquote mitzvahs: Shabbat, circumcision, and the lunar calendar. Well, that was very clever and very sinister, too, because if no Shabbat means that there's no Emunah, that Hashem created the world, and no circumcision means that no covenant of holiness and no Jewish identity, and no lunar calendar means no more Jewish holidays. So all three prohibitions together meant the death of Judaism, heaven forbid. Well, 98% of the population back then, they were Hellenists. Only the Maccabees and their tiny band of followers remained loyal to Hashem and His Torah. So there's really no difference between the Hellenists of 2,200 years ago and the ones of today, whether in Israel or in the West. But this time, we're not fighting with swords and arrows. Hellenism is darkness and Emunah is light. Every drop of Emunah in your life nullifies 100 times its spiritual weight in darkness. That's what we're talking about. We say the Al HaNisim prayer. We say that Hanukkah is when Hashem gives victory to the few against the many, the weak against the strong, the pure against the impure. So rather than killing evil, we convert the evil to holiness. That's how we intend to bring Mashiach, because every Emunah Shiur, or MP3, both of which you're welcome to download and share free of charge, shines a little more light in the world, and it rids the world of a lot more darkness. So I hope you have a happy Hanukkah, and may we all see the rebuilt Holy Temple in Jerusalem speeding our days in the nearest future. Amen. God bless.